Hey, welcome back to the 12 Swindon podcast. It's Phil Bainbridge again, and tonight I'm telling you about the network missions. So Network 12 is our elder section, which is 18 to 25 year olds. And at that point, they've come to the end of their sort of time having led sessions. So they are usually adult leaders who meet up and do other things as part of their activities. So recently they attended the Network Festival, which is just a party weekend really, where they go in all sorts of activities, fun, games, inflatable assault courses, and mixing with groups from all over the country. And it's great for young people of that age group who are social to go and mix with different groups that doesn't involve computers or any sort of technology, just have fun and socialise. So the network themselves are busy doing all sorts of things, trying to reach to their Queen Scout. So their priority is getting to the Queen Scout and also completing their Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award on the way. So I won't bore you with the Duke of Edinburgh, because I'm sure you've already heard about it, and you will on podcasts here anyway. But the Queen Scout is their priority and their aim. So what I found is that whilst doing the activities with them, they tend to sort of drop off, really, because it's not a structured session every week as it would be with the younger sections. I find that they sort of just, like, what are you doing this week? Nothing. All right, okay, are you going out? No. So you sort of G them along a bit, and I'm quite lucky in that the group I've got have sort of formed a natural Friday night routine where they go and play pool together. So they are meeting up every week, plus the leading sessions, so that they are together throughout the week and taking part in stuff, which keeps them together as a team. What I find is that to give them a little bit of a push in that right direction, I came up with the idea of the network missions. So effectively, a network mission is we pick a city that we can fly to readily somewhere in Europe, and the plan being they get there on a Friday night, they're there till the Sunday evening, and in between time they have an overriding mission and 10 submissions, very, very similar to the Explorer Belt, but on a much shorter time scale. And similar to the Explorer Belt, it can be anything from visiting local places of interest, or taking that a little bit further, going visiting iconic places, things that make it sort of a well-known spot. And obviously, because of that age group, socialising out in the nightlife of whichever city they land in. So the first one was Network 12 Mission Belfast. They set off, they landed in Belfast, and then their 10 missions arrived on their phones, and off they went. And along the way, they went to Stormont, they went to the Belfast City Hall, they had a tour around within Belfast, they went to visit the Titanic experience. They also went out to the Giant's Causeway and took part in various activities, and obviously enjoyed the social life. Oddly enough, finding many pubs along the way. They had a great time, but the buy-in for me is not just entertaining them, but it's for them to lead themselves, build a bit of confidence while they're away from everyone, and just gel and bond that team as a unit. And I find that really works. The other buy-in for me is that when they return, they then present a podcast of their experiences, so that gets put out there and it's there for any other network or any other scout in general to utilise, and it sort of documents their journey. But also, by presenting it back presentation wise to explorers and scouts, it gives them an idea of where they're going if they want to continue their scouting journey and the things that they can do. The wider benefit for me is that if somebody starts with me at 18 and they're with me till 25 in the Network 12, they get to the point where they have had the chance to visit 14 European cities. In the area we are, in a particular area of Salford, we haven't got massive amounts of opportunity. There's many kids that won't have been overseas at all, even in Europe. So it's quite good to get going. We ran our first Explorer Belt last year, and we took the group to Dublin, and it was a great experience. The kids loved it, and for many it was their first time leaving mainland UK. So it is a good experience for them, but also it gives them something to emulate. And one of the keys is always that they raise their own funds. So it's not about holding hand out to mum and dad saying, give me. It's about taking their own initiative, finding ways to fundraise it, and getting out there and getting the job done themselves. A bit of self-reliance and self-confidence that they can get the job done and they can enjoy the reward of their efforts. And so far, I mean, I'm blessed with the network members I've got. They're fantastic young people, and they're really switched on. They want to achieve everything that scouting has to offer them, and many of them have been in from Beavers, so that they've followed that journey all the way through, and long may it continue. The next one, we're still debating where they're going to go, but they're switched on to where they are going to get the money from, how they're going to do it. This last time they ran a fantastic 80s night, quiz and party night. It was well attended, and they raised a reasonable amount to offset the cost of that trip, making it a possibility for everyone to go in the network. And coming up this weekend, they are off out with a network from across in Bolton. So that's great. The contacts they made from the network festival, so they're all out together on the streets of Manchester. So be careful if you're in Manchester, because you've got two networks running around. And other than that, they're showing great promise for the future. As ever, if you're in that age bracket, you're around the city of Salford, or you're around Swinton, there is Network 12. You can come and have a look if you want to get involved, volunteering, being a leader, something different. You want to learn new skills, try new things, or you want to just come and see what they get up to. You know, they're welcome to. They're welcoming to new members, but you can find us at 12 Swindon on Facebook. Network 12 have got their own page, and there's plenty of opportunities to be had. So I shall leave it there for tonight. If you do want to know more, you can always get in touch at info@12swinton.co.uk. If you want to drop us a line, or you can message us through the Facebook pages. Thanks for listening. Feel free to like the podcast if you do. Don't if you don't. It's just there as a free resource. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.